Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Running the Point with Jason Carey on the ATL Podcast Network, the intelligent podcast. Running the Point with Jason Carey, and you know how we got to get this thing started. Always, we got to say the grace. Say the grace, man. We're competing for ears. You could be listening to anybody, but you take the time to listen to me here at the ATL Podcast Network. I mean, it's been a heck of a run, so I hope you guys have enjoyed and you're caught up on the entire season. But so let's get into this. What I want to talk about today, the jump ball, if you will, is vulnerability. You know, I was thinking about that and saying that I am extremely confident at all times, extremely confident in what I do, what I've done, what I can do, and what I'm going to do. But I was having a conversation, shout out to Ace Red, artist out of Riverdale. We were interviewing him on my radio show. And he was talking about social media itself. And he said that people only post their wins. Nobody's posting their losses. And so saying social media is a facade for that reason. And I was like, true. I can feel you. Just like you might take 20 pictures and you put up the best picture that you take, as if you don't take a bad picture. Now, there's some people who don't take bad pictures at all. I don't know who those people are, but some people don't take bad pictures, I guess. Or maybe you're just biased, somebody that you're into. But anyway, he was saying nobody posts their losses. And that's true. I can see that. I can see that. So I was thinking about vulnerability in that manner. And I was thinking about the times when I'm not so confident or doubt, or I say that I maybe let some doubt creep up in my mind. It doesn't last, but it comes in. It's like, man, am I doing the right thing? Am I good enough? Do I have the right people around me? Do I even know? Because this thing that I'm doing, that I've done, this path that I cut, was no roadmap. No roadmap. I didn't have a uncle, a friend. I didn't have nobody to tell me how to do any of this stuff or to get here. Ran into some great people along the way that may have given me a leg up or said something encouraging or what have you. But for real, it won't no roadmap, no flashlight, no machete cutting the path. This was trailblazing stuff. So there's times when it's like, man, I don't know. Or just recently, I was feeling like, man, I feel like I let the brand down, and the brand being my brand. I feel like I let the brand down this week. I feel like I ain't do enough. I felt like I was maybe stagnant. And again, that stuff don't last. The feeling don't last, but it make me review. I'm constantly reviewing. It's something I learned when I was in corporate America, the phrase constructively dissatisfied. Like, never fully satisfied with your success or your accomplishments. She's like, all right, that's cool, but what about? And that could be healthy if you can handle that, but it can be, for some people that you know, you tear yourself down and turn yourself around and be like, man, I ain't gonna do this no more. So you gotta be careful with that. I'm strong enough to handle that. But I also have to find a place to enjoy those wins, the small victories. But I say all of that to say, and I don't know if I'm saying this too early, but I'll bring it back around. I'm saying all that to say that it's okay. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to not feel confident. It's okay to not feel pretty, I guess, for the day. All right, not even for the day, but for the moment. What's not okay is staying in it. That's what's not okay. And I think that's the difference. It's not okay to stay in the middle of this. I can't. Because I don't believe in I can't. I just believe in I'm challenged. I have challenging moments. But I also can latch on to the times that I've gotten through challenging moments. So ain't no such challenging moment to me that's a true roadblock or stoppage. It's just an obstacle, you know? And that obstacle is a stepping stone. That's it. Just step on over it. Get through it. But it's okay. That's the thing. It's okay. And I think so many times not even because of social media, because there was a form before social media, the form of social media with your peers. There were people around you that you felt like, man, they always got it together. Or they always got it right. Or they don't never take, you know, I see their school pictures and their pictures are always great. And I never take good school pictures, you know. So there was already a form of measuring stick that we used or created. That ain't real. It ain't real. That's the thing. Things like success is subjective, and people don't even realize that. They be like, because there's this, be it your parents or peers or loved one or spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, a significant other, they may have created this false success meter. You know, that you're trying to live up to. And it's okay. It's okay to feel like I'm not doing enough. Even though you've done all the things that you've done, it's okay to feel like I'm not doing enough. I think in that, you got to find a solution, though. If you're not doing enough, take inventory. And be able to say, well, I'm bugging. I'm bugging. I've done a lot today. I've done a lot this week. I've done a lot this month, this year. So I'm doing what I can do. And I'm pushing myself to the limit. Take inventory. Now I'm saying that if that's the truth. But if you take inventory and realize that you haven't done enough, then do something about it. Just change it. Again, don't sit in that vulnerability. Don't sit in that moment that you feel like you're not doing enough. But this is what I also will say. When I say it's okay, it's also okay to share it. Be it one person, 10 people, be it a podcast, I don't know. Share it. Be okay with sharing that, you know what, I feel inadequate today. Because you know what? In sharing that, whoever you choose to share, hopefully it's somebody that can speak to you in a way that you understand and that you respect. But in that, they may be able to give you the answer, or help you take inventory. Maybe not give you the answer, but help you take inventory. So you can be like, you know what? I'm bugging. And take the time to feel that. Take the time to understand that. Because I think there are people that sit in that. And they sit it into themselves and they don't share it. If you don't share it, it could be toxic to yourself. It could be toxic internally because now it's eating away at you. And you walk around, before you know it, you're depressed. And that's not the answer either. That's not the answer either. So it's a fine line, I think I'm saying. There's a fine line. You can be vulnerable, Don't be so self-deprecating that you no longer have confidence, because you can talk yourself out of everything. Don't talk yourself out of it. Keep pushing. You got to keep pushing. I just think that vulnerability, as it's not in the man, I always say it's not in the boy handbook. When guys are raised, I won't speak for ladies, but when guys are raised, that ain't in there. And I've said this before. If you've been listening to the podcast, you've heard me say that piece. It's not in the boy handbook. It's not to be vulnerable. We're taught to fight. We taught cuss, chase girls, have sex, curse, play sports, all those things. Be a man. But we ain't never taught some of the softer skills that you need in life, like vulnerability. And that's where the vulnerability comes in. Vulnerability comes in sharing it and being aware that I'm not ever confident. Show that to people. I think that makes you real too. That's the other thing. You got to be real. I think that makes you real. That makes you relatable. It makes people want to talk to you, want to, because they're like, you know what? You have your challenges too. Man, again, I started this thing by saying I'm extremely confident, and I did that on purpose because I am. It ain't a facade. I don't walk. You see me, the confidence I walk with, it ain't fake. It's real. But even in that realness, I have a moment. Some days. And like I said, most recently, I really feel like I let the brand down. I feel like I was making a list of things I need to do, the next things, the next couple of steps I need to make. And as I'm making this list, I got increasingly disappointed in me, which sounds crazy. Because as much as I had done on that day alone, but that week and the victories that I've had thus far, new merchandise is out, something I wanted to do. We're in the season four of the podcast, and so many things have been done and accomplished, things I set out to do. I actually, everything I say I'm gonna do, I do pretty much. But yet I felt like I let the brand down today or that week. And I had to share it. I had to share it. And I'm sharing it with y'all right now, which will help me. But I had to say it out loud. But I think people appreciate that too. People that may think, man, he got it all together all the time. Or he always has the right, he always says the right things to motivate me. Well, guess what? I also got to say the right things to motivate myself as well. Self-talk. I spend a lot of time self-talking. Not talking to myself, but self-talking. Hey, well, I guess I do talk to myself. But it's a pep talk. It's a pep talk. To get up, get out, get it, go further, go harder. My hashtag, be relentless. Gotta be relentless. Keep pushing. I got this book, Relentless, by Tim Grover, I believe. And I need to get back in that book a little bit more, but just seeing the word relentless keeps me going. And so, and I think all of that is part of this vulnerability, because I told you it's not in the man handbook, not in the boy handbook when they're raising us. So as a man, even I'm working on that. Be okay with saying I'm not okay. Now, when I say that, people can use that in different ways. People tend to use that type phrase to mean emotionally. I'm not emotionally distraught or anything like that. It's just for a moment, I have my moments and be like, man, this journey has been a long one. But then when I break it down, I'd be like, actually, it ain't been that long because of the different phases of the journey and the different phases of the brand revamped a couple of times or changed the approach a couple of times. So it was like, dog, you brand new in this space. You brand new in that space. Again, taking inventory. And I think we need to do that. I think we need to take inventory once you feel that way. It's okay to be vulnerable, fellas. So I can speak to my fellas directly. It's okay to be vulnerable, fellas. Ladies, if you were taught to always be tough, don't be such a girl. I think you need to find another approach. I can't tell you what to do, but I think you should find another approach for various reasons. But it's okay. And this conversation is as much for me as if it is for you if you're listening. It's okay to feel like you need to do better or get better. Be stronger. To find your confidence. Now, if I lost confidence ever, it don't last. It's definitely a moment. But I can look back at times in my life where I didn't have confidence, but I hadn't shared it with anybody. And that was as a kid. Actually playing basketball, I allowed other things, organized basketball, I allowed other things to hit my confidence, which even when I look back on it, don't make sense because I never did that playing street ball, only organized ball. I had everybody's mind in my head, like, what's the coach going to say? Is the coach going to pull you out? Is what my teammates going to say? Did I shoot too much? All that stuff. I don't know what I got. I had all of that going on in my head. What's the crowd doing? Are they crowd watching? Do I look like I know what I'm doing? All that stuff was going through my head playing. And I can say that now out loud. All of that was going through my head playing ball, playing basketball. And it's part of that is because I started playing organized ball later than I started playing anything else. I played football and baseball from the age five. Like 4 or 5, I was playing both of those. I didn't start playing basketball until I was organized basketball until I was 13. Started like doing drills and going to camp and all that stuff when I was about 11. 10 or 11, but I didn't play organized ball until I was 13, 14 years old. And that's part of it. That's part of it. Why I let everything else mess with my confidence. But I vowed to never, ever, ever do that again. But then I did it later on, early in my rap career, early when I was rhyming and putting out music. Again, outside voices, which ain't make no sense. Don't make no sense now, especially the stuff that y'all accept out here in everything. I'm talking about from clothing to politics to music to whatever. All the stuff that y'all accept. I got all the confidence in the world now. It's somebody like it, whatever it is, somebody like it. So that has given me even more confidence. So And that's just, I don't want to spend all the time on confidence, but that's my personal story or my personal issue that I've had with it. And hopefully that helps somebody else. Don't let nobody take your confidence. Don't let anything on the outside take your confidence. But it's okay to be vulnerable enough to say, hey, I am less confident today. I'm less confident in this moment. But don't stay there. If you don't get anything out of this episode at all, it's okay to be vulnerable. Talk about being vulnerable it's okay to be vulnerable. Talk about whatever the challenge is. Then don't stay in it. If you don't get anything out of it, if you don't get anything else out of this, don't stay in it. Get out of it. Fight your way out of it. Even if it's something that's got a hold of you, fight your way out of it. You ain't got to stay in it. Confidence, man. So it's okay, man. It's all right. And that's really what's on my mind today that I wanted to share with everybody, man. Just be vulnerable. It's okay to be vulnerable. Get out of it, though. Hey, man, remember to visit the website, jasoncarey.net. When you get a chance, jasoncarey.net, go out there and you can listen to all episodes. If you listen to this on Spotify, if you're listening to this on iHeart or Apple, Google, wherever you may be listening to this podcast or live on ATL Podcast Network, atlpn.com. Make sure you follow Jason804, follow ATL Podcast Network on Instagram and on Twitter. I'm back on Twitter real heavy, so hit me on Twitter if you got this. Also, the Jason Carey merchandise. It's getting cold a lot of places. We got scarves. We got beanies or skull caps, whatever you call it in your area. Coffee mugs. We got those pink coffee mugs out there for Breast Cancer Month, which was in October, where we keep it pushing, man. Part of the proceeds goes to cancer research and cure. We got Christmas ornaments. The holidays will come around every single year. So whenever you listen to this, it's always in season. Hey, man, just go out there and peruse. Browse, if you will. And see if you see something that you like, man. Pick something up. Take a picture. If you do get it, take a picture and tag me, man. Tag me and say you put it on and tag me. The hoodies are out there. Real dope hoodies with the logo down on the pocket logo, which is a different location. Usually the shirt is... it's across the middle of your chest, but this is branded on the pocket, which is a personal design choice from me. Also, we had the motivated clothing there. So if you need to stay motivated, you just need that word in front of you. Put on that motivated clothing. The Minds of Mischief. Shout out to my boys, Minds of Mischief. JC Squared on the air on IBX Radio. Go out there and listen to that radio show. That's a little silly. We have a good time. So listen to that as well. And thank you for listening. Thank you for following. Continue to listen to ATL Podcast Network and all the shows. Shout out to all my fellow hosts and personalities on the network. Hope you enjoyed it. Jason Carey, and I'm out.